You're listening to SBS News.
International students could soon be allowed to return to New South Wales under a pilot program due to begin in the second half of the year. The New South Wales government announced 250 students would be welcomed per fortnight for mid-year as part of the trial. State Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says on arrival, the students will be required to quarantine in purpose-built student accommodation under the same rules as for all international arrivals. He says the plan is safe, secure, and nation-leading.
Today, New South Wales goes to the top of the class. This is a great win for the close to 100,000 men and women who rely on international students for their job. This is a plan that is safe, secure, and importantly, has been signed off by New South Wales Health and New South Wales Police. It is nation-leading and incredibly important for the New South Wales economy.
The state government says overseas students are to be selected by their universities based on a range of criteria and individual circumstances, with priority given to higher degree research students. The plan is to be paid for by the education industry, while the state government is to provide governance and operational support. Convener of the state's Vice Chancellor's Committee, Professor Barney Glover, has welcomed the plan.
This is a great partnership between industry, government and the community to bring those students here to contribute to Australia. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to make a great deal of difference to those students. But what's most important about today is the message that it sends to our students offshore that Australian universities are looking forward to welcoming those students back to Australia in the very near future.
A Sydney Urban Policy Research Centre has welcomed the plan as well, calling it a much-needed boost to the local economy. Committee for Sydney Deputy CEO Ehsan Vaisaideh says allowing the return of international students is of vital importance to economic recovery.
Very happy to see this, hear this news today. Very excited to hear that there is a plan to resume the intake of international students. This is such a vitally important part of our economic recovery. Typically, there are about 250,000 international students studying in New South Wales each and every year. In 2019, they accounted for about $14.6 billion of our economy.
The chief executive of the Business Council of Australia, Jennifer Westacott, says for those whose businesses rely on international students, this proposal signals hope.
This is definitely light at the end of the tunnel for all those people who, international students, create their jobs, whether it's the cafe in Newtown, whether it's the visitor economy that comes over time with international students, and of course the universities themselves who employ thousands of people across New South Wales.
Ms. Westacott invites international students to forget about studying in the United States or United Kingdom and instead come to New South Wales.
Today, we can send them a message, we're open, we've got a plan to get you back. Don't go to London, don't go to New York, don't go to America, come to Australia, come to New South Wales.
Treasurer Perrottet says the state has submitted the plan to the federal government and expects its review within days.
We have submitted a plan, which is signed off by Health and Police, to the federal government, and we've received strong support back, and we expect that to be for the review of our plan to be finalised in the coming days.
Federal Education Minister Alan Tudge has told SBS News he's received a proposal from New South Wales to return small numbers of international students. He says the plan appears to meet the set criteria and the details would be carefully worked out. Mr. Tudge says while he is keen to see international students return to Australia, he does not want to risk further COVID-19 outbreaks. Virgin Airlines also welcomed the move. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.